it's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's been a long time since we've done this, but with a few weeks of the new program under our belt, we've got some sound bites we want to bring you. In fact, I'm kind of impressed with the quality of the sound bites we have this week for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Now, if you've never done it before, please do not be shy. This is not a trick question. This is not a game where there's a right answer. This is one of those things where we're simply asking you to vote after you hear the four sound bites we present to you from the last couple weeks' Issues Etc. audio. Just call or email and vote for the one you think ought to be the sound bite of the week. It may be one that you hate. It may be one that you dislike. It may be one that outrages you. It may be one that you agree with. Your reasons are your own, but you can call or you can email and tell us which of these should be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and why. Our toll-free number, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. We're coming to you live this Friday. It is the 18th. Yes, the 18th of July. Or you can email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Remember, email takes longer than a phone call, so if you're going to email your votes, email them early. Our first soundbite for this week comes from Pastor Stephen Hine, who was a guest recently, talking to that man who thinks he's got a dead-end job.
It is not a dead-end job. If it, in fact, is performing a task that benefits other people and sits within the parameters that God has in his law, it is not a dead-end thing any more than changing diapers is a dead-end thing. God has given us responsibilities to do. He has not given us responsibilities to accomplish. The accomplishment or the results of our labors are things that are God's blessings, and we thank him for them when he works them, when, where, and as he chooses. What you are doing is very precious. As you do that in faith and love, God will be singing those praises for eternity for the work that you may consider at this time to be somewhat insignificant.
That's soundbite number one, Stephen Hine, on how the Christian doctrine of vocation can liven up the dead-end job, make you realize that it's not dead-end. It is, in fact, the good work that God has given you to do. That soundbite number one, do you think it ought to be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week this week? Email us here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org, or give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number two comes from Bishop Gene Robinson. He's the first openly gay bishop in the Episcopal Church USA, much in the news. He's explaining here in a BBC interview how he thinks God is teaching the Episcopal Church USA all sorts of new things.
You've said that the Bible isn't necessarily big enough to accommodate the Christian faith. What do you mean by that?
I mean that God didn't stop revealing God's self when the canon of Scripture was closed. You know, Jesus says
so it was appropriate then, but there's lots of developments in society and human life since then, which you think should be...
Not only developments in human life, but development in God's life with us. Jesus says this amazing thing at the Last Supper. He says to his disciples, "There is more that I would teach you, but you cannot bear it right now. So I will send the Holy Spirit who will lead you into all truth." I think we've seen the Holy Spirit leading us in terms of the full inclusion of people of color and of women and of people who are physically challenged, and now God is leading us to the full inclusion of gay and lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered people.
All right, that's soundbite number two, Gene Robinson in a BBC interview, resounding a regular argument that we hear, that God is still trying to teach us some things, changing his mind, and asking us to follow along accordingly. Should it be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? If so, give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, or email your vote right here in the studio. Remember to tell us why you think it ought to be the soundbite of the week. Doesn't have to be a complicated reason. Talkback@issuesetc.org. Soundbite number three this week comes from good friend Uwe Simonetto. He is, of course, a journalist of many, many years, maybe 50 years for all I know. He's very, very old. But as in this soundbite, he actually admits to being old. He's talking here about a curious journalistic tradition the CBS story made allusion to a newsroom tradition of the first drink at the stroke of noon. Are you familiar with it, Uwe?
Well, that may be the Vatican thing. I mean, I can remember in my career the first drink being at the stroke of 10 or 9 in the morning. But, I mean, don't tell your listeners that. Nowadays, of course, I wouldn't start until sundown. But I'm old.
Yes, well, it's 5 o'clock someplace, as they say over here.
That's right. They have decent wine where they publish the Osservatore Romano, so they deserve it.
That's soundbite number 3, Uwe Simonetto, on a journalistic tradition that I believe he's partaken in many times. Should it be soundbite of the week this week here on Issues Etc.? If so, email us with your vote and tell us why. Talkback at issuesetc.org, talkback at issuesetc.org, or call us 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-MYIE. So far, and we'll get into soundbite number 4 here in just a second, so far we have soundbite number 1, Dr. Stephen Hine on your dead-end job. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Gene Robinson, Pastor Bishop, I don't think he deserves either title, Bishop Gene Robinson explaining how God is teaching the church new things, and we just heard Uwe Simonetto on that journalistic tradition of a drink early in the day. Here's soundbite number 4. It comes from Gretchen Passantino on, what do you say, good apologetic arguments?
As our good mutual friend Frank Beckwith says, arguments have no genitalia. Whether you're male or female, you can have all the fervor, all of the enthusiasm, and all of the admiration you want for a movie star or a celebrity or a rock band. But unless you have Jesus Christ, you have nothing.
All right, that's Gretchen Passantino, soundbite number 4. Should that one be the Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Jeff is right. It's about gender-neutral arguments in apologetics. 1-877-623-MYIE or talk back at issuesetc.org. Let's play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week and hear from you, which it should be Dr. Stephen Hine on your dead-end job, Gene Robinson explaining how God is still teaching at least the Episcopal Church USA, and one of the new things he's teaching is that homosexuality isn't wrong after all, Uwe Simonetto on how they're justified in their early drinking at the Vatican newspaper because the wine is so good, or Gretchen Passantino on gender-neutral arguments. Your phone calls, your email after the break, we're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, 1-877-623-MYIE. This break is a very good time to call. Or email us here in the studio, talkback at issuesetc.org. We're coming to you live this Friday. It's the 18th of July, playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Issues Etc. is listener-supported. That means we rely on you for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. Please consider making a gift to Issues Etc. today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Issues Etc., Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Thanks for your support of Issues Etc.
On behalf of the staff of Issues Etc., thanks to each and every one of the more than 7,500 who signed the online petition to bring back Issues Etc. C. Brian Bucklew, Jeff Jacobsmeister, Randy Boltice, Gregory Wickline, Debbie Briesman, Pastor Lee Wenskay, Mark Stern, Pastor Thomas W. Baden, Deborah Shellhorn, and Pastor David Warner. Thanks for your support.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, look for the sponsors section at our homepage, issuesetc.org. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week. issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio.
It is not a dead-end thing any more than changing diapers is a dead-end thing. God has given us responsibilities to do. He has not given us responsibilities to accomplish. The accomplishment or the results of our labors are things that are God's blessings, and we thank Him for them when He works them, when, where, and as He chooses. What you are doing is very precious. As you do that in faith and love, God will be singing those praises for eternity for the work that you may consider at this time to be somewhat insignificant.
God didn't stop revealing God's self when the canon of Scripture was closed. You know, Jesus says,
so it was appropriate then, but there's lots of developments in society and human life since then which you think should be...
Not only developments in human life, but development in God's life with us. Jesus says this amazing thing at the Last Supper. He says to His disciples, "There is more that I would teach you, but you cannot bear it right now. So I will send the Holy Spirit who will lead you into all truth." I think we've seen the Holy Spirit leading us in terms of the full inclusion of people of color and women and of people who are physically challenged. And now God is leading us to the full inclusion of gay and lesbian, bisexual and transgendered people.
I can remember in my career the first drink being at the stroke of 10 or 9 in the morning. But, I mean, don't tell your listeners that. Nowadays, of course, I wouldn't start until sundown. But I'm old.
Yes, well, it's 5 o'clock someplace, as they say over here.
That's right. They have decent wine where they publish the Osservatore Romano, so they deserve it.
As our good mutual friend Frank Beckwith says, arguments have no genitalia. Whether you're male or female, you can have all the fervor, all of the enthusiasm, and all of the admiration you want for a movie star or a celebrity or a rock band. But unless you have Jesus Christ, you have nothing.
All right, those are the four sound bites that we've laid before you as we play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's time for you to vote for the Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Let's start with Charlie, who's listening in Accident, Maryland. Hi, Charlie.
Hi. I'm going to have to go with number two. I'm just so impressed that Mr. Robinson can discern what God has revealed now, even when it completely and utterly contradicts what he revealed to us in the Scriptures. Anybody with that ability deserves my vote.
All right, Charlie. A little tongue-in-cheek there, I think. Thank you very much for listening out there in Maryland. Let's see what Cindy in South County has to say. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. You know, when I heard Gene Robinson say this earlier in the week, I wanted to call and didn't, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to call now. Being a woman, being a person of color, and being handicapped, those are not sinful. But being a homosexual, that's sinful, and it makes me very angry that he lumps my womanhoodness, I don't know if that's a word or not, but with homosexuality. That angers me.
So is that sufficient reason for him to get your vote for Soundbite of the Week, Cindy?
In the most negative of nasty ways.
All right. Now, see, thank you, Cindy. This illustrates how the game works, folks. It's not necessarily the one you agree with or the one that I would agree with. It's the one that you think, I can't believe I just heard that. I need to hear that again for whatever reason. That's a soundbite of the week. Up next is Tom in San Angelo, Texas. Tom, welcome to Issues Etc.
Great to have you back on the air.
Very good to be back.
All four are very thought-provoking, but I ended up between Uwe Simonetto and Gretchen Pasatino and chose Gretchen's. I did it for a positive reason, the final comment that said, unless you have Jesus Christ, you have nothing. And just want to say that I appreciated in the Reformation Club the books that were sent out. And would hope that you could start the, instead of Oprah and the Oprahfication of America with suggesting books by her, maybe we could have the Wilkinization, and if you could suggest good books to read, the ones received through Issues, et cetera, were great.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Thank you so much. He votes for soundbite number 4, Gretchen Passantino, on gender-neutral apologetic arguments. In Pennsylvania, here's Barry. Hi, Barry. Welcome.
You know, I can't, I just absolutely cannot vote for the heretic from New Hampshire. And I usually agree with Uwe Simonetto, but my first and last drink of the week is on Sunday mornings. So all my alcohol intake is Sunday morning. So I've got to go with Pastor Stephen Hine because he makes me feel good about what I do because I am doing what God put on my plate. I'm stuck here, and it's God's will.
Oh, my goodness. That is very nice to hear. I like his first and last drink on Sunday morning. Tamara in Topeka, Kansas. This is an email or a call, Jeffy? Is she on the line? Oh, it's on the email. She says, my vote is for soundbite number 2. Talk about taking away the security of the gospel. You are only secure until God changes his mind and decides that Jesus Christ is not enough. That is a great point, Tamara. My goodness. Gene Robinson said God isn't finished teaching everything he needs to teach us. He's going to be giving us some corrections to the scripture as the Spirit may lead us. And one wonders, what about that whole Jesus did it all, he saved us, his death suffices for the sins of the world thing? Is God going to change his mind on that one, too? Cheryl writes us, she says, I think number 2, let me make my mark, should be your soundbite of the week because it sums up how far Anglicans and other denominations have been led away from biblical Christianity. That means 4 votes for soundbite numbers 2 so far. Scott in Oakwood, Illinois, he has this to say, soundbite number 1 gets my vote. That's Pastor Stephen Hine. As I'm getting off a very stressful year of teaching school, I find comfort in that we're called to do and not accomplish, because I feel I've accomplished very little in spite of lots of hard work. I only wish that many of our bosses could think of our vocations in similar terms. Scott, thank you so much, and thanks for listening in Oakwood. Another vote comes from Alex. He says, number 2, Gene Robinson, that makes 5 votes. This is the soundbite of the week because it is so very revealing as to the deeper theological issues in liberalism. When you have a progressive and progressive view of God, all you end up with is a God made in your own image. Man, these people should host the show. Good night. These are great answers. Alex, thank you very much. And Drew in Texas is voting for Gene Robinson, soundbite number 2, because he says, it is to me a mixture of both super sad and super funny because of the blatant problematic content that anyone with the brain and seriously knew the Bible and analyzed his words would realize are simply not workable. Very good. It's an illogical argument. You're right, Drew. Dennis in St. John's, Michigan says, I choose soundbite number 1, giving it 3 votes. Stephen Hine on vocation, he says, Christians should be aware that we proclaim Christ throughout our week, not just on Sunday. All we do should be to his glory and with our thanks and praise, for we are made in his image. Yes, you realize, of course, that you are bearing witness in your vocation, sometimes bearing witness to what Christ is doing through you, giving you that opportunity to speak about Christ for you and for your neighbor. Larry says, number 2, God, he says, the God in the Episcopal Church is created for you and by you. Well put. Josh in St. Louis says, my vote is for Uwe Simonetto. Ah, Uwe gets a vote. With declining newspaper subscription rates across the country, the AP is announcing that it will run opinions in its columns and other problems. It comes as no surprise that there's a liberal amount of drinking taking place in the newsroom. However, Issues Etc. does something rare by having top-notch journalists such as Uwe, but also calling Carol Campbell and Molly Ziegler Hemingway. I agree. Furthermore, the Ultimate Issues Etc. journalism roundtable would be Uwe, Campbell, Hemingway, and Gene Edward Veith. That would be an awesome show. Jeff, make a note of that, please. Those would be 4 people I would like to talk to. Susan in Tupelo, Mississippi says, number 1, Dr. Hine, we hear so much about wanting to bring glory to God in our daily lives, but that generally means by doing something special and by itself being glorious. But left out of that is the truth that Dr. Hine expressed. We don't serve our neighbors by standing out in a crowd, but by doing what is ours to do by virtue of where we are. All glory is God's, whether we fulfill our duties or not. but by doing our works, God is glorified as the God who cares and provides for us all, as the God who commands love for the neighbor, for the person who is not me. It also elevates what we are to do even beyond our ability to do it by virtue of its being expected of us by God and pleasing to God. Thank you very much, Susan. Thanks for listening in Mississippi. Bill says, I would go with Gene Robinson as well. He likes to add God's revelation in the current day and age, but what about all the years between John's book of Revelation and when Gene Robinson was born? I guess those years were thin in terms of revelation. I love the way they take this argument apart. Oh, my goodness. I wish we had time to play Gene Robinson again. We'll get another chance. We have that one in the can. We'll play it for you. Soundbite of the week this week is soundbite number two, Gene Robinson explaining how God is teaching the Episcopal Church USA all sorts of new things. It garnered, by my count, about eight votes, four votes, the runner-up being Dr. Stephen Hine on the comfort of vocation in your dead-end job. Uwe C. Minetto with the old journalistic tradition got one vote, and our good friend Gretchen Passantino on gender-neutral apologetic arguments also got one vote. Gene Robinson got it. That's the soundbite of the week for this week's Issues Etc. When we come back from this break, hour two of the program, we're going to be talking with Bishop Keith Ackerman. He is in Canterbury, England. What's he doing? He's attending the Lambeth Conference. Once every 10 years, all of the leaders of worldwide Anglicanism get together for this conference. This one's making a lot of news. Why? Because the winner of our Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, Gene Robinson, is there in Canterbury, but he wasn't invited to Lambeth. Being the first openly gay bishop in the Episcopal Church USA, it was considered to be kind of divisive to have him there. But he's in Canterbury nonetheless, celebrating his honeymoon with his same-sex marriage partner. And making the news, we'll talk with Bishop Keith Ackerman about that after this. I'm Todd Wilkin. Tune in for more Issues Etc. on the other side of the break.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.